Stream your favorite shows on ESPN975.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia!
Messi has just been Zlatan.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. We really thank the support of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but when you do, you need representation. You need real representation. That is John Daspit. Car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, it doesn't matter. You might drive an 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, working for you 24-7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. Go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Our thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We appreciate everything they do. Also, King's Court. King's Court is right down near the stadium. This is the home of the Manchester United supporters group. That's the real soccer pub in Edo. King's Court. It's right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen at King's Court. They show the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League. King's Court. Get over there, say hello to Jay. King's Court TX. .com. That place will be rocking before the Dynamo game tomorrow. There is no question about that. Post-game, El Batallon will be in there. It is going to be tremendous, tremendous fun down there tomorrow. And again, I remind you, second hour is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. If you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm is the firm for you. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, or DaspitLaw.com, who are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters. All right. Caught up with the all-time caps leader for the United States. He's played in three World Cups. Kobe Jones and I will be partnered during World Cup coverage for Fox. And Kobe is also the color analyst for the LA Galaxy with Zlatan Ibrahimovic in town. I thought perfect moment to catch up with Kobe.
Well, Kobe, let's first just talk about the just outright eyeballs now that are on the LA Galaxy and MLS and the arrival of Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
I don't think you can compare it to a whole lot of anything except like when Beckham first came into the club and the organization. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is, he's world-renowned, especially within the soccer world, and he has that personality and talent to actually bring in outsiders as he becomes more known in the, I guess, the layman's world here in the United States.
How do you judge his investment in playing for the Galaxy right now? Because there's a lot of people that are going to be doubters. They're going to be out there saying, look, he's here because he loves Los Angeles. There's a movie career potentially. He does have three goals. He has shown us some amazing goals here since he's coming, especially in his debut. But how do you assess where he's at?
Well, I'd say everything you said is correct. Of course, the movie in Los Angeles, I mean, what's wrong with that? That's what a lot of people choose where they want to play as players now in this day and age. That's it. If you have the choice, I mean, hey, why not? So he has that ability to pick and choose where he wants to go, and he chose Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is a beneficiary of that. I think as far as his soccer is concerned, he's shown right off the bat, getting three goals, early on, that he still has the potential to do some amazing things. The big question is going to be is how over the long haul he's going to be. And for me, I always call it for MLS and especially for players that come in from different countries, especially Europe, the dog days of summer. That's extremely difficult here when you talk about the flights and you talk about the heat and you talk about the altitude, and they all culminate in that summer run-up right before playoffs. So that's when we're really going to have to see how he conforms, or better word, how he integrates into the Galaxy side.
Former U.S. international Kobe Jones. We're talking about the L.A. Galaxy in town tomorrow to take on the Houston Dynamo. You can get tickets. You can't get tickets. It's sold out, actually. So you can't get tickets. There may be ways of finding tickets on the Internet, but this is going to be, quite frankly, this is going to be the biggest game of the year here in Houston with Zlatan Ibrahimovic and company coming in. All right. So Ziggy Schmidt, what's the challenge here for him? Now, this is your former coach. You've won a lot of things with him. What's the challenge here with him and Zlatan Ibrahimovic? Because an outsider believes this team will have to be built around this superstar and this designated player.
Well, I think that's one of the big key points is that as Zlatan comes in, you have to change the team a bit to play to his strengths, you know, because he is going to be your big target striker. So that's going to have some other players moving positions. You know, like we saw in the last match that Ola Kamara, he's a target striker, but he, for the benefit of the team, because he's a true pro, moved out wide and ended up playing on the left wing. That's just one of the examples. And now with the Galaxy's abundance of riches, so to speak, it's going to be like, who's going to be playing and where are they going to be playing? Because there's a bit of overlap. You know, you have Dos Santos that likes to play underneath. You have Ola Kamara. You have Jonathan Dos Santos. You also have Alessandrini, you know, that is in there. You have Sebastian Legette. You know, so there's a lot of players, six or seven, for four spots. So you got to figure it out. Now, yes, this is a World Cup year, but in the meantime, when they're all here, there's going to be a lot of want from all those players, and Ziggy's got to figure out how he can get the right combination of players on the field and playing well together, and those that aren't playing okay with it.
Yeah, how does he manage the personalities? Because with those names you mentioned there, that is a ton of attacking talent, and that's a lot of players that are not going to be happy unless they're out on the field doing their thing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations. Everybody wants to play. Someone's not going to be happy. And yes, you just brought in, you know, one of the top names in the soccer in Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So he's definitely going to be your focus. So then it's going to be a lot of who Zlatan Ibrahimovic can play well with. You know, so Ziggy's going to have to take a look at that, and then some tough decisions are going to have to be made, you know, because some players are going to have to sit. And now what Ziggy can do, he can do a rotation that we see a lot, you know, throughout Europe. Are those players going to be happy with it? I'm sure they're not. But that's the nature of the sport that they are involved in. And if there are questions and people don't like it, then there is the option of trying to see if they can move, you know, in the next transfer window.
Kobe Jones joining us has been to a number of World Cups for the United States. Balance of attack and defending, because we know when Gio Dos Santos is on the field, Zlatan is on the field, you're not going to get a lot off of those two when the ball's turned over. What type of challenge does that pose for a manager and this team in getting the right balance?
Well, that's why I think it changes things as far as you have to have a solid defense. And because if those two are going to be on the field, it takes away some of the spots on the offensive side. And what I mean by that is if you are going to have those two on and you know you're not going to get a ton of defensive work, then you have to have centrally a pretty much just full defensive player. You know, and that's Perry Kitchen right now. So that takes up one of those possible spots that you could allow one of those quote-unquote star players be on the field, because you know that you have to have more defense there. So Perry Kitchen is going to be there. So that's one of the big difficulties, you know, when that situation, you know, comes in. And then on just the basics of the game, you have to be solid, you know, defensively. You have to get your back line in order, which has been a question for the Galaxy, because this is a new back line, which, you know, people are in a rush to judge. But let's remember, this is a back line that has been switched from last year. You know, we had Ralf Fellscher just come in. You know, he just went through surgery, you know, so he's out. So that's going to be a change. And who's going to play on the right now? As he was just starting to get into the rotation. You have Skelvic in the middle. He's a new player. You know, they've been switching off with the other center back, with Siani, you know, being one of the players that has been in there. Then on the left side, the one mainstay has been Ashley Cole, you know. And then the goalkeeper, a new goalkeeper, David Bingham. So this is a whole new defense. And, you know, everyone will say a defense is, you know, probably the easiest, because you can kind of get into just, you know, kick the ball out if you need to. But to have a solid defense that is a contender, that can help the offense continuously and keep the ball out of the net, there's a situation where you have to know each other very well. And that's needed to not give up goals. And with all the changes that are going on, that's a big problem, a big area of struggle for the Galaxy right now.
Back to Zlatan. How much of this do you think signing Zlatan was out of reaction to all the bang and noise that the neighbors, LAFC, were getting with the new stadium and some of their signings? Do you think any of that has to do with it?
Of course. Of course. I think that's part of it. But I do know that, you know, the Galaxy were looking to try to get Zlatan a while ago, not just this year. So it's one of those things that, yeah, it could be part of it, but would anybody complain about having Zlatan Ibrahimovic on your team? You know, he scores goals. If you can get the striker like that, that's something that you want to do. I mean, let's not forget, when the Galaxy were going for him, it was before his injury, the knee injury, and he was starting at Man United. You know, so he was he was and is still a quality player. I think we haven't seen the best of Zlatan Ibrahimovic yet, because he had the injury, played, you know, was off for almost a year, or I'm not exactly sure how long, but it was quite some time that he was out, and then came back, then had a setback, and then when he finally came back permanently, he didn't play that much. So we're just starting to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic start to get back into form.
How do you see the Galaxy in the future as a team when it comes to sort of its purpose of play and its style down the road when Ziggy Schmidt has time to kind of put this all together?
Yeah, I would... You know, I always like to look at how I would play, but, you know, you don't know. One thing that I've learned in trying to guess coaches is that we're seeing in this modern era that coaches will change, you know, different formations, different players. But I would expect, and we look at the overarching want of the club and the organization as far as I look at it, you know, and being a former player and, you know, an original, I want it to be an exciting, you know, attacking type of football. You know, that's what I want. You know, I want to see a solid center backs, you know, that can defend 1v1 if necessary, and that allows you to push your outside backs forward that can join into the attack, you know, and possess the ball, but with purpose going forward, and you can break down teams with your movement of your front four. You know, that's what I would like to see, you know, with the LA Galaxy. Are they there yet? I don't think quite, because I don't think the understanding is there amongst the different offense and defense yet, where it needs to be. And that's because we have there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of newness to everything.
Legendary LA Galaxy member Kobe Jones joining us here. So let's go back to Ola Kamara, because he was brought here to be a center forward, and he really is a number nine. Do you think he can adapt to playing out wide? And I know he's only been out there a limited amount of time, but how do you think he's done? Because people are obviously going to have to change and be versatile for the arrival of Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, look, he's not a winger, but from his first game that I saw out there, he actually played very well out on the wing. And what I liked to see from him is that even though he, you know, had a goal where he set up a goal, but it was called back because of an offside, he kept running, he kept pushing, he kept showing into that position where he needed to be, and he worked hard. And, you know, that's all you can ask from a player playing it for the first time. And he ended up getting a goal, you know, for all his hard work. So that's important to see. So the transition, yeah, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be clean and neat and easy right now, but he's willing to work, and that's all you can ask.
Kobe, what type of road team are the Galaxy?
Well, as of last year, not so great. So I think we're still waiting to really see. They've done pretty well. The big question for the Galaxy at road and at home has been they always have a lot of possession, but they end up giving up goals. You know, and I think that's going to be the big issue. I still think it's too early in the season to say what type of road team they are, but, you know, I think it's going to be as far as this game against Houston, it's going to be an exciting match, testing for both sides.
Sebastian Legette, we all knew his rise. He was on the U.S. national team, had that really bad injury. It's a guy I've really enjoyed watching play. How has his recovery been, and is he getting back to where he once was?
Yeah, I would think that Sebastian Legette probably says he's like 90% or something like that. I would tend to say he's like 80, 85, because what we saw at him in his heyday was absolutely fabulous. And I think it's going to take a few more games, maybe another month or two, and a good run like during that World Cup time when players are gone, and he's going to be called upon to do a lot of work. I think we'll see him start to reach that peak again at that point where it's week in, week out, playing competitively and starting games and putting in all that time, which is good for him and the Galaxy, because if the Galaxy get through that time, you're starting to go right into, you know, that push, that final push for the playoffs.
Kobe, thank you for your time. Look forward to doing the World Cup with you this summer with Fox. The good news is you're doing the World Cup. The bad news is you're doing it with me.
Soccer fans, a real soccer pub in Edo, Kings Court. Tomorrow, before the L.A. Dynamo game, it is going to be packed. It's at 903 Hutchins. Get down there, 13 TVs, giant big screen. Kings Court, showing Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, the World Cup this summer. And don't forget the Houston Dynamo on the Cube. Kings Court, 24 taps, full bar, great selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. I recommend the butter chicken. Get over to Kings Court, jkingscourttx.com. And a reminder, our second hour is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you're getting a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, the Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, working for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. And a quick reminder once again about BMW joining us now. I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. Advantage BMW. Now, I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. Drive a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. I got set up down at Advantage BMW with Sergio Martinez. Great customer service, second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered in sales, service, finance, and it can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get that Houston hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage BMW Midtown. BMWHouston.com for more information. Let's take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Glenn Davis here from my friends down at Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. A drive, a 5 Series, and absolutely love it. After all, it is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service. It's second to none. Go down there, see my good friends, Philip Southwick, Sergio Martinez, Justin McGeehy, and get yourself in a BMW. Advantage BMW has you covered in sales, service, finance, and it can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown and get that Houston hometown advantage. It's why I shop Advantage. Advantage, BMWHouston.com, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, and believe me, they love the world's game down there. Now, last week we had Alex Stepney on, the legendary Manchester United goalkeeper. That was part one. Here is part two. I'm going to ask you a question that probably will come up on that night, too. Tell us about George Best and the type of person he was, and just give us a little more insight deeper into him.
Yeah, I've got to say, Glenn, I mean, when people say to me about George, I always say, look, he had, I mean, I played with him for 7 years at Manchester United. And in those 7 years, I mean, he was absolutely incredible. He was a guy, he was very quiet, he was unassuming, very clever. I mean, crossword-wise and knowing things that was going on in the world, he was a lovely, lovely guy. What happened after, the way things finished up, don't remember George that way. Remember, you know, I remember George as being probably, well, Pelé said it, you know, he was probably one of the greatest players that's ever played the game of soccer.
I heard someone, and I can't remember who it was, Alex, but I heard somebody say that George couldn't say no to anybody. Was that part of his problem ultimately in life?
Well, I don't think it was so much as that. I think because of the way the world was changing. You see, back in the 60s, we had the Beatles, and you, I mean, you know over there that how that how sort of matured, you know, with everything, and coming from Manchester, which is in the northwest, is where they came from. That's how it was going, and because George jumped on the bandwagon, why not? You know, we're opening shops and appearances, and the more it got, and the thing was. At the end of his basically his best playing career, you then get like a lot of people do. They you know in their position get the hangers on, as I might call it. If I'm being honest, the hangers on and who want to buy drinks and this and that, and because sends you down the wrong path actually.
Yeah, he's Alex Stepney. We're talking about George Best for the moment before we get back to Alex personally in goal. Are you a Beatles or a Rolling Stones guy? Because we want to thank you in England for sending us all these great British bands.
Well, the Beatles actually came from the northwest of England. I'm a southerner, southeast, south of London, and because the Rolling Stones actually come from near where I was brought up, so I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
Perfect, because I'm the biggest Stones fan in America. You know that, Alex, now.
Hey, marvelous, yes.
I've seen him. I've contributed to that Rolling Stones brand, believe me, over the years. I've seen him in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, you name it, I've seen him.
Yeah, well, you know, it's incredible, isn't it? You know, and they're still going, and actually they've got a concert at Old Trafford in the summer, so... That's interesting.
I know. I did see that. All right. How about Dennis Law? Because sometimes out of the Holy Trinity, maybe he's not mentioned as much.
Well, Dennis, unfortunately, I mean, he was, he was a finish. He was our sort of penalty spot, 6-yard box man. He would, his heading ability, he'd pick up any mistake and, a brilliant, brilliant player in and around the box. Unfortunately for Dennis, he missed out on the European Cup final because of an injury. But what a great man! What a great player! And he's suffered with cancer, but he's obviously he's come through it, which is you know thanks to God that he's done that. And but what a lovely man, an absolutely diamond of a guy.
And Sir Bobby Charlton, I mean, I'm sure you keep in touch with all these guys still because of the times.
Yeah, I see Bobby because I still do what we call hospitality at Old Trafford every home game. And I go on trips. As a matter of fact, I was in L.A. 18 months ago for a Bobby Charlton sort of dinner, which was put on by the club and the Glazers because... of his 60 years being associated with Manchester United, and it was a great honour to be there. And that's how much, you know, he's revered by not only, obviously, Manchester United, but England fans throughout the world.
He's the wonderful Alex Stepney. He's going to be in Houston, legendary goalkeeper for Manchester United, ridiculous amount of shutouts and clean sheets. He's played over 500 matches in all competitions. I'm getting tired even saying this about you. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Alex, was your distribution. Things I've read, your distribution was very purposeful back then. You were interested in maintaining possession when maybe many goalkeepers back in that era were just knocking it long for the flick on.
That's right. And like I said, you know, there was no goalkeeper coaches, nothing like that. But as a child, growing up, I used to go and watch. I used to go and watch first division matches. It was those days. I used to go to Chelsea and Fulham and places like that because I lived in London. And I used to watch because I wanted to be a goalkeeper. That was my interest. And obviously, week after week, you'd see teams come and play there. And I used to see what the goalkeepers doing because there was only two or three really that used to throw the ball out and keep possession. Like you said, most of them used to keep the ball down the pitch and hope for the best. But no, I learned from that. I thought it was, and that was part of my own sort of thoughts on being a goalkeeper. You know, the great Bert Trautmann, who was a German player, played for Manchester City. Ted Ditchburn, who used to play for Tottenham Hotspur. You know, these were the guys I used to, you know, watch and, you know, hope that I could achieve the same, you know, height in their career as they did.
Alex, when you see the specialization now with goalkeepers, sometimes I have seen in my days in youth player development, goalkeeper coaches and, you know, an hour doing technique work and not in live situations. Is the technique work now sometimes overdone?
Well, I think yes, it is. I've got to be honest with you. I think from my position as a goalkeeper when I played to now, I think there's a certain way of you can't do this and you can't do that. Health and safety's come into the situation. Back in our day, I mean, they used to say goalkeepers were mad because we'd go down head first and dive at a player's feet, you know. But you don't see that today. That's all gone, and you know, centre forwards could come and barge you, and but you had to be around to make sure that you know you let them know they were there. It has changed dramatically, and of course, obviously the refereeing side of it is exactly the same. But the game's got a lot faster, because we're coming back to you know the way things are today, the amount of training and. The people involved. I mean, we only had a trainer and a manager. You know, today there must be some of these clubs have like 20 or 30 people looking after each player individually.
I'm still trying to get one to look after me, Alex. Just one. David De Gea, I want to take you into him because I'm really interested to get your thoughts on him. And I know it took him a little while to acclimate to the style of football in the Premier League, but give us your assessment of him because, boy, he's been wonderful.
Well, he has. He's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, Manchester United have been very, very blessed with having keepers for quite some time when they've been playing. I mean, before me was Harry Gregg, but then the great Peter Schmeichel came along as a raw keeper and finished his career at Old Trafford, a great keeper. Then we had Edwin van der Sar, who was already established, you know, won the Champions League. But David De Gea came. He came young. He's matured so much over the last 4 or 5 years, and his ability to make incredible saves and his distribution is marvelous as well. I think it's just one more thing that he needs to sort of catch up on. And I'm sure he's looking at it is the fact that because we have so many players now from different countries in the world, there's a language barrier that, you know, he's now sort of commanding more from his defence and talking a lot more. And once he's really committed to that, I think he will just be number one in the world.
He's Alex Stepney joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We take you into your time here in the United States. Now, what Alex mentioned prior in this interview is he ended up in Dallas with the Dallas Tornado, North American Soccer League. The game was burgeoning back in those days and trying to grow. It was not in the suburbs. And, in fact, a lot of those players, and I'm sure you, did tons of clinics, and many of them remained there. But you end up in Dallas. This must have been a big culture shock, and I'm just glad to know that you survived it.
I know. I actually loved it. I mean, it was a guy called Marcus who got in touch with me. Al Miller was the coach. And, you know, I was coming to the end of my career. We have to be very honest about the fact that there was a lot of players who were joining the NASL, you know, your Cruyffs and your Beckenbauers, et cetera, who, you know, could get another couple of years, out of their football career. And it was there. It was coming over there to promote the soccer, and like you said, we do clinics. We used to come over and do clinics around the Dallas area. But it was a wonderful, wonderful time for me to see America, and that was what it's all about, and meet the players that I've been playing against, you know, in Europe.
And you had a couple of trips to Houston. You played in the legendary Astrodome. What was that like when you first walked into the Astrodome?
Well, it's just, you know, when you come you know over the pond and you've seen it on, you know, on clips on films and things like that, and to go and play there was just incredible, because there we have the AstroTurf and et cetera, which we never had back in England, you know, but it was you're in awe of it, and it was, you know, the fact was that we're still promoting the game, and You know, the crowds loved it. I mean, fair dues. I mean, the American people were brilliant at promoting, and it was, you got that really atmosphere that you wanted to go out and help everybody and make it a classic game for everybody. Because don't forget, it was never any like we had in England, like ties or draw results. I mean, there was always a shootout at the end if the game after 90 minutes was a tie.
He's legendary goalkeeper Alex Stepney. And by the way, when we get you to Houston, we're going to take you out to see the Astrodome.
We'll drive
you out there. In fact, I'll be your personal chauffeur, me and Tom Clare.
Thank you.
Last one before I let you go, Alex. You know, sometimes goalkeepers are rooted to a particular center back. Was there one during your years at Manchester United that you really clicked with?
I mean, I was fortunate in respect that I played over 2 decades, but I played in the 60s and 70s, and obviously teams change. And in the 60s, I had the legendary Bill Foulkes, who was a survivor from that horrible crash in Munich in 58. I mean, he was a stalwart, an absolute stalwart who you'd look up to, and he would help you as much as he could. But the one that in the 70s basically was signed by a manager called Frank O'Farrell, who was a guy called Martin Buchan. To me, played for Scotland, captain Scotland, and he was the best basically centre back sweeper, if you want to call it that way. I couldn't have played with anybody better, really.
Alex, we're going to wrap this one up, but we can't wait to see you in Houston. I'd love to do more with you in the coming weeks before your visit here, talk to you about the modern game and take you a little bit into the Munich air disaster and how that affected Manchester United, if that's okay.
No problem at all, Glenn. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I just can't wait to get over. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sitting here going, we could go another hour, and I would love doing this, even if nobody else heard it but me, but we're going to share it with everybody in Houston, and we can't wait for your arrival. Thank you again for your time.
God bless you.
And that is Alex Stepney, the legendary goalkeeper for Manchester United.
So that was part two with Alex Stepney. And by the way, I want to remind you, An Evening with Alex Stepney. It's Friday, June 8th. He will be here in Houston. It's 6:30 p.m. to midnight, Doubletree by Hilton, downtown on Dallas Street. You can RSVP 281-520-0867 or TomClare, C-L-A-R-E, 346 at gmail.com. Tickets are $120. This is a fundraiser for the Texas Children's Hospital and their 501c charity wing, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. That's cccfund.org. So Manchester United fans, soccer fans, I am maybe a little bit pleading here and doing a little healthy shaming. Please come out to the evening with Alex Stepney. You will not regret it. Again, it's Friday, June 8th. It's at the Doubletree here in Houston. I will be there. I look forward to seeing many there. I'm going to have some Soccer Matters hats and shirts to give out. Tickets, $120, 281-520-0867. This is Charitable.
ESPN 97.5.
Help me out late at night. Extreme places I have gone, but never seen any light.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go to get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS, that's Tranquility Home Systems. They're going to come out, get you a quote, and on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. Look, you want to see Ronaldo, you want to see Messi, you want to see the greats of the world, Neymar, in crystal clear 4K. Yeah, you Mexico fans, you want to see Chucky Lozano in 4K video technology. Now, my friend, this is Jesse, 281-506-7822, www.ths3inc.com. He's going to get you set up. He does this for all high-profile athletes. He'll come out. He'll give you a free quote. They can do it all from home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. So, a new home theater for the World Cup in Russia?
I think so. Call my friend Jesse, www.ths3inc.com. I posted over on Facebook, Soccer Matters, something real interesting about what's going on in Seattle. And their general manager, Garth Lagerwey, who used to be at Real Salt Lake, came out and basically said, look, we're not going to be one of the higher spending teams in Major League Soccer. And all of a sudden, the Seattle fans, you know, there's a lot of pushback. You know, what do you mean? And, you know, criticism, how can this be? We're Seattle, da-da-da-da-da. This is so healthy. And this is what I wish we had in Houston. I really wish we had that sort of energy, that give and take, that healthy stuff. Not the derogatory BS, but the healthy stuff. That's healthy. That's holding the Seattle Sounders and Garth Lagerwey to the fire. That's holding Brian Schmetzer and the players to the fire. That's holding the fans to the fire. It works both ways. But what it is it's publicity. It's PR. Speculation. Talking about the team. This is a good thing. It's healthy. We don't have enough of this in Houston. Sometimes pains me that this market doesn't have more. I mean, I feel like when I'm on this show, I'm beating the bushes to get you to talk about the Dynamo. Somebody talk about the Dynamo. Let me see if I get a phone call here in the next 10 minutes. 713-780-3776. Somebody talking about the Dynamo. Give me an angle to the game tomorrow that you're interested in. 713-780-3776. Somebody driving in a car. But it's totally healthy. And it's something that I hope we get to that point here in Houston, because other markets are blowing it up. And that engagement is important. That ability to talk about storylines. So I'm going to sit here and go, okay, storyline tomorrow. Star quality of LA. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, selling places out. He in himself is like, you know, it's like coming to see a white lion that you never get to see in the zoo. He's a soundbite and sound quote machine. He still can play. He still can score spectacular goals. And there's still a fascination to me to see him playing with a brand new team in a brand new league. Now, he's surrounded by some seriously good players. Giovanni Dos Santos is playing in the hole behind him. Alessandrini out wide. They've got attacking players. Storyline for the Houston Dynamo. What is it? Victor Ariza joins me right now. What's the Dynamo storyline?
I think they have to win at home. And then this is obviously a big-time game. This one, for me, was one that was circled on the schedule. When the schedule comes out and you kind of start looking at matches, this was one of them. Before Zlatan was announced, because the Dos Santos brothers were coming in, it was an opportunity for Mexican fans in Houston to see them off before the World Cup. Now you add Zlatan to the mix. Two hungry teams. It's LA Galaxy, who has lost three of their last four. I mean, yeah, Zlatan debuted in that LA Derby, but other than that, they struggled. Houston has been up and down as well. They've won, and they've lost, and they've tied, and then, you know, they win again against a depleted Toronto team. They go to Minnesota. Now they're back at home. I asked some of the fans on Twitter for their storylines, and I'll read you some of them. Dynamo to see if they can get a lead and hold it. A packed stadium because of Zlatan. Maybe the front office believing they don't need to make changes to increase attendance. Will defensive mistakes decide the game? Can the Dynamo rebound from a tough loss for a fan base that is aching for something to hold on to after a rough start?
Okay, stop right there. That's good. Stop right there. Those are good storylines. I'm still asking for somebody to call in out there who's listening that's a Dynamo fan that's got a storyline or a comment about the Dynamo. I'll just take a comment about the Dynamo LA tomorrow. 713-780-3776. So a couple more storylines that I'll put into this. Romel Kyoto has ascended now in the last two games. Can he keep that ascension going against a team of the quality of LA? Certainly from a personnel standpoint, this is one of the better teams the Dynamo will play this year. I'm not talking about team right now, because as you mentioned, Victor, LA is really trying to put things together. So another storyline is this. LA has switched out of a two-striker setup with Ola Kamara and with Zlatan Ibrahimovic. They've gone to a three setup front with Alessandrini on the right. Ola Kamara is a center forward who's trying to play now on the left side. He's admitted he doesn't like it, but he did score after a ball from Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So they're in the midst of still trying to figure things out and refigure things under Ziggy Schmidt. I spoke to him on the phone yesterday. He says Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been absolutely an outstanding professional. Nobody wants to win more than him. He is integrated well, but that they now have to figure out how to play with him. The other problem they have is when they lose the ball, their team shape has been a bit scattered and chaotic, and there are going to be moments when the Houston Dynamo in this game will win the ball, and they're going to have three options, and they're going to be three good options, but there's going to be one of those three that are the better option and better pass that will set them off on an attack that could be one that where they can punish the LA Galaxy. And those things will be there. And to me, it's all about recognition in that 2 or 3 seconds when you win the ball and you make the right and correct pass. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyoto, the Catracho connection.
Los Catrachos de Houston. Yeah. Los Catrachos de Houston.
Kyoto and Elise have linked up the last two games. Will that keep going? Will be able to extend it for a third game. Mauro Manotas, is he going to be able to become a star?
Yeah, let's talk about Mauro Manotas because we've been bringing up Chicharito Hernandez. I asked Wilmer Cabrera today about Mauro and if he's gotten comfortable being the starter because he has no pressure now. Before he was fighting with Kubo Torres.
And now he's gone.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the pressure. Last year, there seemed to be just that little bit more desire. Now, that's not to say he's not desirous this year, but sometimes these things creep up on you and you don't know it because you're in it.
Okay? And he started the year on the bench last year. This year, he's been a starter from the beginning.
Right. And by the way, if you're trying to win games on the road and everybody's saying you got to take chances, I'm going to tell you this. They've had three leads on the road and they haven't finished the lead. They haven't been able to manage the lead out. So there's different ways of managing a game out. You do it by scoring goals that you should, and or you do it defensively. And the Dynamo haven't been able to do it defensively. The road is about confidence, and confidence is a compounding factor. You get one of those wins against the lower-hanging fruit like D.C. or San Jose. Sorry, guys, you are the lower-hanging fruit. Minnesota. You get that win on the road, and this is where things can compound and catapult, and you get on a roll, and good things happen to you. And the Dynamo have failed in that category three times now, and it's troublesome. So, for all of you who say, well, you got to take more chances, guess what? Your center forward, Mauro Manotas, has to, because you cannot depend on your wide guys to be your leading goal scorers.
I will say this, the thing that has been more on the road, the thing at home has been the two games that the Houston Dynamo have gotten the lead from the beginning are the ones they see out and gotten a result. Atlanta 4-0, Toronto 5-1.
I'm taking the Atlanta one out of the equation, and I'll tell you why. That was an opening game. You see where Atlanta is. They're the hottest team in the league. They're probably halfway to all the points they need to get in the playoffs already. Right. They've won six games. That was an aberration, and I'm not taking anything away from the Dynamo. They were the better prepared team. But that's why you got to be careful to judge things on a first game.
You can kind of put an asterisk with the Toronto one as well. They were in the middle of CONCACAF Champions League. And you look at the other two games, they were both losses, New England Revolution, Vancouver Whitecaps. And the difference there from the other two games, the opponent scored first. Vancouver came in, they scored the first goal. New England came in, they scored the first goal. And for the Houston Dynamo, they couldn't find their way back into the game. They couldn't open them up. They couldn't turn the game around. If the LA Galaxy score first tomorrow, are they going to be able to make the comeback? I think that's something that has to be seen, because people talk about defending the lead. Well, what if Dynamo don't get the lead?
Stacy says on Twitter, we don't want Chicharito. What we need is Sergio Ramos. And then he goes on to say, haven't we learned the Mexican Yeti fan will not turn up? What does that mean? What is Yeti?
I guess he's trying to say
that
maybe
derogatory? No. Doesn't no. sound good.
But there is a rumor now in Mexico, right? Chivas have won the Champions League, and maybe they might be bringing in Chicharito at least for half the season to try to guide him into the FIFA Club World Cup. And then,
so wait, are we supposed to give up on Mexico fans here in Houston?
No, I don't
Mexican
think so.
Fans? I think we see
I think
some
tomorrow
at the
you'll
games.
See a lot of jerseys for Giovanni and Jonathan.
Yeah, so why would we give up on them? I mean, who are we going after?
And I think you've seen,
I mean,
the,
who are we going after? Because our stadium is half empty.
I think you've seen the impact that Carlos Vela has had in the LAFC.
I don't care if they're purple or, you know, if you got a dog that likes soccer, I'll sell them a ticket. I mean, where are the young people? Where are more young people? I mean, we should be we should be killing it here. I always hate this thing where, oh, you know, we're in a market that has tremendous passion for Mexican soccer. So don't tell me that you can't convince these people. There are some people that aren't going to come no matter what, but that's your challenge. This is the job that has to be done. There's all kinds of people that love the sport of soccer from very different countries down here. So if anybody's out there and is a marketing genius, tell us how it's supposed to be done.
And there's interest. I've always seen interest. You go out to a local league, one of the local Hispanic leagues, and I've had people come up and say, you know, well, we want to get into the MLS, but we don't, Spanish outlets don't really cover it as much. We don't know how the league works. When I was down in Guadalajara just last week for the Champions League final, and I was talking to some of the Mexican media, and they were saying, well, how does the MLS work? Because, I guess the leader gets a trophy, you know, the playoffs champion gets a trophy, and it's all very confusing. But you can see there's genuine interest there, and I think that's the ground where Major League Soccer teams have to make up.
Yeah. Well, Toronto had a great run, and beating Mexican teams is another way to make a little bit of attention for yourself. Thank you, Victor, and thank you for your good work. We appreciate your reports from down in Guadalajara as well. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual. By the way, I didn't get that phone call. Whether you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, or refinery, 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. I'm sorry, I get fired up tonight because I know this market could be so much different, and we need it to be different, and I want us to be the soccer city that we are and not to be judged by just the MLS product. And if we are, that's a mistake because there are people from all over the world that love the game here. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7 nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. So get out to the game tomorrow night, HoustonDynamo.com for your potential tickets. I do believe they opened up some standing room only for that. DaspitLaw.com. We got to get fired up in this town, and we got to start letting people know how we feel about this game and stop sitting on your hands. You know, all you great Real Madrid fans and United fans, get off your hands and make some comments. You're the people driving the game here. 713-780-3776 next Wednesday night. I want to hear from everybody. That does it. Jose Partida behind the glass. Victor Ariza, we thank you for that. Thanks to all our guests. I remind you again that the interview with Grant Wall, who's just authored the book Masters of Modern Soccer, that is over on podcastarena.com. Give it about 15 minutes. That's where you get the podcast of the show. Also on iTunes, The Evening with Alex Stepney. You heard his interview tonight. This benefits the Texas Children's Hospital and the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. TomClaire346@gmail.com. Thank you very much, Texas Children's Hospital, for becoming our first hour presenting sponsor, our second hour Daspit Law Firm, and our newest BMW. I'm going to get into the ultimate driving machine right now. Advantage BMW downtown.
ESPN 97.5.